Today we're going to look at a chapter of the Bible that becomes more relevant with every single passing day. It's Matthew 24, starting in verse 4. Listen to this. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many." You know, all through history, we've had people who tried to pass themselves off as the reincarnation of Christ, or as some sort of manifestation of the Second Coming. Around the year 1000 AD, there was some religious fanaticism going on in Europe because of the approaching change of the millennium. And after the Protestant Reformation got going, we found a few more people who got a Messiah complex and tried to pass themselves off as some sort of savior. But in recent decades, the phenomenon has absolutely skyrocketed. So much so, in fact, that as the year 2000 approached, psychologists had to come up with a new term for people who traveled to Jerusalem and then had delusions of being a reincarnation of some famous Bible character or even Jesus himself. Just think back over the last years, and I think you'll see just how prolific the stream of false messiahs has become. Back in 1978, people were horrified to hear how hundreds of people died because they had placed faith in Jim Jones's vision of utopia down in Jonestown, Guyana. In 1969, the world was again shocked when followers of Charles Manson, a self-proclaimed messiah, murdered actress Sharon Tate in cold blood. The list goes on and on. David Koresh, Sun Myung Moon, Marshall Applewhite. By some counts, there are more than 1,200 people in North America who claim to be Christ and actually have a following. No wonder Jesus warned us so carefully on the Mount of Olives nearly 2,000 years ago. As we get closer and closer to the end of the age, these kinds of things are only going to get worse. And perhaps the most important focus of our passage for today is found in one word, deceive. Jesus makes it plain that we're going to have to know what we're talking about as the world slips deeper and deeper into a state of religious confusion. There will be lots of different religious messages floating around, and we need to be careful that we're sticking with biblical principle when we decide what we're going to accept as a belief system. If there are going to be lots of attempts to deceive us, and many people are going to believe those attempts, we know it's a serious problem. And you don't have to follow a cult leader or join a crackpot religious group to run into last-day religious confusion. Just take a look in any religious bookstore, and you'll see what I mean. You'll find hundreds, maybe thousands of books on any given religious subject, especially when it comes to topics like the Second Coming. How in the world are you supposed to be able to sort out the real from the unreal? How do you know what to believe? Well, here's the good news. God intends for us to understand. He didn't just stick us on earth and then run away, leaving us to fend for ourselves. In this very same chapter of the Bible, Jesus tells us that Bible prophecy is something we're supposed to understand. And that means this book was designed for us to comprehend. Perhaps the biggest problem we face is that people simply pick and choose what they're going to read and try to support their own theological ideas by taking a few verses here and a few verses there to prop up their idea. Instead, try reading the whole Bible, and I think you'll be surprised at how well this book can explain itself if you read it all in context. And besides, given the warning from Jesus, as time moves on, getting to know your Bible better is going to prove to be a better way to live.